New condiments by Heinz. Now, I will say this. I don't know if they're going to make it down here because this is Heinz Canada. They have their own division in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because their food is crap up there compared to ours. But it's kind of fun. It's a fun thing that they did here. They took and went into the archives of Twitter, their Twitter account, where people suggested condiment ideas, and they kind of ignored them. And then they went and made them as kind of like, you know, throwback and tribute to their Twitter following. I want to know what you think about these. One of them I think sounds good, but the other ones, ugh, boy. So the one I think is good is wasabioli. So
okay, so that's wasabi and
mayonnaise.
Aioli.
Aioli is usually like a man. It's a fancy word for mayonnaise, basically, right?
Okay.
So what's I better get it right. I just got a message earlier from a local chef that loves our show and listens all the time. So yeah, but wasabioli. So basically, like a wasabi flavored mayonnaise. I can f with that.
It's a sauce made of garlic, salt, olive oil. That's an aioli.
Okay. Egg.
Doesn't say egg.
Oh really?
Olive oil and garlic.
Oh.
Main
okay.
ingredients.
Well, it's kind of like mayonnaise, basically.
Yeah.
You know. Oopsies. Anyway, but I could eat that. But have you heard of tarchup?
Tarchup. All right, so ketchup.
Uh-huh.
And tartar.
Yeah.
Gross. That doesn't sound too bad. I don't really like tartar sauce.
I mean, tartar sauce is basically mayonnaise and relish,
right?
I guess. Yeah.
And then you just add ketchup in there? What's the big deal?
I mean, I would try it. I would eat it. I would give it a shot and probably like it, you know. So,
wait,
I don't
is
know.
That true, though? What is tartar sauce?
There's a little more to it than that, but that's basically the gist of it. Yeah.
It's made of mayonnaise, chopped pickles,
uh-huh.
capers, herbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. That's
yeah.
fine.
Okay.
Yeah, whatevs.
All right. How about hanch? That sounds sexual and dirty, right?
It's ranch.
Uh-huh.
Hanch. What is the H?
Hanch.
I don't know.
A little
know.
Bit of hanch, baby. Hey, can you put some hanch on my fries? Love some hanch. Let's see here. I'm trying to find out exactly what hanch is. I'm looking at it. I want to say it's like honey mustard and ranch. That's what it looks like to me. Hanch. Yeah, that's what it
no,
is.
No, it's hot sauce.
Oh, it's hot sauce and ranch?
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, that's fine.
When I get wings,
sounds
I'll
good.
Take and mix like the hot sauce right into my ranch.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm into that. Okay, girl. I like that.
I'm not really a sauce guy, though. I really like a lot of sauces.
Oh, yeah?
What's your favorite condiment?
Of all time?
Of all time.
Oh,
you had
man.
To pick one to bathe in.
Oh, it's tough.
You had to get in a bathtub
oh,
full
God.
Of this. So, actually,
well, you don't want it too acidic.
These are two different questions, then. Favorite
okay.
condiment of all time.
Yeah.
And if you had to sit in a bathtub full of a condiment,
ugh.
What would you choose?
Man, that's a toughie, because I don't want to get something that has, like, a lot of, like, acidity to it, because I don't want to
yes.
burn my sack.
Good call.
So, probably, like, mayo to lay in.
Oh, gross.
Oh, it'd be nice and, like, comfortable. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm just imagining you in a vat of mayo. It's making me
you know what I'm saying? I was going to say ketchup, but I don't want, you know, that goes into one of your orifices, you know? That's not good, right?
Yeah.
Not good.
Uh-uh.
Not at all.
You want to hear mine?
Yeah.
I think they're the same. If I had to do both things, I love this condiment, and I also would want to sit in a vat of it.
Okay.
Tzatziki sauce.
Oh, yeah. That's like the yogurt sauce.
Yogurt.
That's your favorite condiment?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. It's not easily available, though. Like, you
right.
can't, like, use it out of a bottle. You got to go into, like, the cooler
you can,
section.
But it's not great.
No.
It's better when you go to a gyro place.
It's like dill and yogurt. And
I always
herbs.
Get an extra serving
it's
or
good.
Two to dip my fries in.
It's like Greek mayonnaise.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Love it.
I'm not mad at it. It's good. My condiment of the week, though. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Wait, did you pick your of
oh.
all time?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Of all time, condiment of I believe it's probably ketchup.
Ketchup.
It's either ketchup or barbecue sauce because they're
okay.
both good on everything. Like, I'll put barbecue sauce on my eggs. So I don't care. Yeah.
It's fine.
But ketchup, definitely. I'm a ketchup eggs guy.
Okay.
All day. People that don't like ketchup on their eggs, they're weird to me.
I don't like ketchup that much.
Oh, I love ketchup.
On fries, yes, but that's about it.
There's
burgers.
Dude, the smell of somebody, if somebody's close to you and they have hot fries, salted, and they pour ketchup on them, that's a unique smell. When it hits my face, oh, damn.
I love a good fry.
Oh, nice and hot.
A nice tater tot, perhaps. Potato cake.
Last night, Leah had a moment of weakness on her keto thing.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, you know, I bragged that I got a chicken, one of the new chicken sandwiches from McDonald's the other day. But I told her I saved up calories. You know, it's 500, it's like 470 calories. And I had like another 1,500 calories to spare for the day. And she was like, I came home last night and she was making me some Brussels sprouts. Well, us some Brussels. And she's like, I want one of those chicken sandwiches from McDonald's.
Mm.
I said, really? You ready to throw your keto away on a Monday night? You ready to do that? She's like, yeah, I just
yeah.
want it. I said, okay, you want me to run up to McDonald's? I'll grab it for you. She goes, okay, you're going to grab yourself something? I said, no, I'm doing a calorie deficit.
Strong.
Not doing it, man. So I went to one McDonald's, and they were closed, so I drove 3 miles to another McDonald's for her. But here's what she goes, well, if you're going to get me a chicken sandwich, just get me the meal with a large fry and a large Dr. Pepper. I'm like, God damn, lady.
Yeah.
But on the way home, those hot-ass fries were in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get me.
If they're fresh, they are just amazing.
You could smell them.
Amazing.
Look, I'm proud of myself. I ate four of them. That was it.
That's really good.
Four.
I would eat the whole thing.
Nah, dude.
Eat the bag. Lick the bag.
I told myself, don't eat any of her damn fries, fat ass. Mm-hmm. But then I said to myself, you only live once. If you don't have at least a couple of these fries on the way home, you just drove 3 miles more for this lady. Eat them.
It's always one of the, I eat McDonald's maybe once a year.
Yeah, I don't. Very, very seldom.
And I want to ask for, hey, can I have fresh fries? But I feel like a douche doing
that.
Tough,
man.
Like, that's a gamble.
You want to know the trick?
What?
Ask for unsalted fries.
No, I want salt.
No. And then when you get them, say, can I get some salt packets? And then salt them yourself. But they'll be fresh out of the grease, hot. They have to make a fresh batch. Yeah.
But then they have that big salt machine.
Yeah.
And then they shake it around.
Not a machine,
and it gets
it's a
evenly,
giant salt shaker. Yeah.
It gets evenly distributed on
the fry. Hey, I was fry guy for a while in high school. I know how it works.
Yeah. I'm just saying you won't get that. So you're still going to be lacking a little bit. But when you catch them and it's a fresh batch.
Yeah.
Every once in a while that happens.
Yeah.
It's magical.
Go when it's busy.
It truly is.
Go when it's busy. The line will be a little thicker, but they're making the hell out of the fries. You go when it's slow, you're going to get some old-ass fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want fresh fries.
I know, dude. That's just the way
to be.
If anybody works at McDonald's or any of the other fast food joints and you have, like, any kind of, little life hacks for us on when is the best time and what's the best way to request them without you loogieing in the fries, give us a call. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I'll tell you my condiment of the week in just a second. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
His condiment of all time, Burger King, zesty onion ring sauce.
100%.
Is it kind of like a remoulade, right?
Yeah. It's great.
Okay.
I don't even like the onion rings, but I dip everything into that stuff.
Better than Chick-fil-A sauce?
Ooh, that's a good
Never
one.
Had it.
Oh, you'll change your mind in a second, buddy.
What do you do with the Chick-fil-A sauce? I just eat the sandwich and the fries. You dip the fries in the sauce or something?
You put anything on
dip
it.
Dip anything in it. You dip a baby in it and eat the baby.
It's pretty good.
Also, I was wondering about that hanch. I totally thought that was going to be horseradish ranch, and that sounded good to me.
Mm.
But if it's just hot sauce, that's kind of boring.
Nah, man, it's good. I keep creamy horseradish in my fridge because I'm constantly adding it to stuff. Horseradish and ketchup, you know what that is?
Oh, it's magical. That's what that is.
It's cocktail sauce.
Cocktail sauce. Yeah.
But I love cocktail sauce on things that aren't seafood. I'll put my fries in cocktail sauce. It's delicious.
Mm, yeah, not. But I don't know.
Sorry, guys. I'm losing signal. Thanks for having me.
Love
you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cocktail I've never heard sauce. Of the zesty onion ring sauce from Burger King. I don't go to Burger King.
It's a remoulade.
It's what, a remoulade?
Kind of like what you put your Bloomin' Onion in.
Oh, okay.
It's good.
That's good. Yeah.
Good stuff. Cherokee, what's going on?
What's going on, guys? Hey, recently I have been using malt vinegar for anything and everything that I fry.
No, I keep that. Barf. I keep that in my pantry Barf. Too.
I hate vinegar.
Malt vinegar is so good on fish and chips, baby. Yeah, Leah loves it too. Good call.
For sure. Oh, hey, on another note, you guys are talking about, I saw on the History Channel, most American wasabi is just horseradish with green food coloring.
Yes, you're right. Real wasabi is actually really expensive. So, yeah, we don't use real.
Yeah, yeah. And if you get a hold of real wasabi, it'll get a hold of you real quick.
Right in your butt, right?
Most Americans have not ever tasted it. So
now, why are you watching the History Channel? Are you trying to, like, you know, live up, you know, bring up all these bad memories, you know, Cherokee? You know what I mean?
No, brother.
I remember when New York City was ours. No, it's not.
It was all ours, bro. No, I don't watch it for that. I like to be knowledgeable, man. Just
I like it.
For reasons just like this.
Nice. You know what I watched, Cherokee, over the weekend?
Oh, yeah, good one.
What's that, brother?
Dances with Wolves.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, that was great.
Different tribe, though, right?
It was the Sioux.
Yeah.
He was hanging out. And the damn Pawnee kept coming in and slaughtering them.
I know.
And then white guy, Dances with Wolves. His name. I forget his white name. He came along and helped him defeat
his white name?
Kevin Costner?
No, his character name. It was like John Dundee or something.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Kevin Costner?
And he lived with the Sioux.
That's a white name.
Yeah. That's pretty white, yeah.
Yeah.
John Jones.
Yeah, it was something like that. And then he lived with the Sioux, and he met an Indian woman who was actually a white.
Yeah.
And they raised her because the Pawnee slaughtered her family.
Sons of bitches.
So she didn't know how to talk white anymore, English.
Yeah.
She was just a Sioux lady. And then she had to remember, and she was like the bridge to communicate with John and the Sioux.
Yeah.
And then they fell in love.
All this Sioux talk makes me want to know if they have the Bucks re-signed Ndamukong Suh yet?
I don't know. No,
right, I'm sorry.
No, nothing on that yet. Yeah. It was a great film.
It's a great movie. Oscar-nominated movie, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they won an Oscar, actually.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
I think the Sioux tribe were at... No, I'm not even going to say it.
Oh, don't do it, dude.
Oh, boy.
Don't do it, Robert. Geez.
No, I won't.
I saw this really horrible new Tom Hanks movie, The News of the World. I saw that a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
It's
I've never seen it.
It's new, you know, like it's on demand. Okay. And basically he's like this in the 1800s, he's like this retired military guy, but he was in like the Civil War. His job was to travel around on a horse and read the newspaper to these villages, because a lot of people didn't know how to read in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have television or cable or, you know, internet. So he would like read the newspapers to like the whole town. Like, you know, 100 people would show up in the barn and he would read them the newspaper. That was a gig back in the day. But he runs into this like little white girl. Same thing. She was like German, but was being raised by Native Americans. And she didn't speak white either.
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
It was all right. It was okay. I wasn't mad at it, but, you know.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks isn't dancing on a giant keyboard. Not worth my time.
No, he was actually transporting her back to Oprah Winfrey.
Is that real or was that
a bad joke? Really bad joke.
Was that it's a remake, right?
I don't know. No, he was trying to take her back
it's been
to her
for years.
He was trying to take her back to her German family or something that were settlers here. That's what he finally took them back and they didn't want her, so he kept her.
Oh.
Spoiler alert! Don't watch this movie now.
Is it worth watching though, John?
I just gave it away. Yeah.
Oh.
Then he marries her.
Okay.
Yeah. It's actually the Woody Allen story.
it's an adaptation, if you will.
roughly based on Woody Allen's life.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Native American tribe was actually Mia Farrow.
Yeah, and replace little white girl with little Asian girl.
All right, look.
Yeah,
hey.
I see the whole thing.
Cherokee, we have a new thing for you. We will end your calls. You have to give us You have to give us some sort of words of wisdom to end the call.
Words of wisdom.
Like a nice
Cherokee
proverb, if you will. Something we can live by.
Never poop in your own backyard.
Okay, not bad.
Thanks.
Good advice.
Not bad.
Better than I thought it was going to be. Better than... oh, boy.
He tried. So my condiment of the week, and I almost got up and drove all the way to South Tampa because it's the closest Trader Joe's to me. Brandon, get your act together. We need a few things to make it a great, great town, Brandon Valrico. We need a Trader Joe's. We need a damn Fresh Market. We need we need a Metro Diner, okay? Not a lot. We just need a few things. But Trader Joe's has my all-time favorite green sauce. It's called the Green Dragon Sauce. And if anybody out there is listening, it's hot. All right, it's a little hotter than, you know, mild. So it's really good, but it's basically like a jalapeno, cilantro type of green sauce. So good. The flavor is so good on everything. And I wanted more of it so bad today. I got a little bit left in the bottom of my bottle, but I just made a fresh pot of chili today, and I need that Green Dragon. So I think I'm going to go find my way into South Tampa tomorrow for lunch and go buy Trader Joe's. And I might just buy 12 bottles of it. I might.
If you have Instacart, can't they just deliver Trader Joe's to you?
They can, but that's going to be super expensive. That's a long trip, you know, so.
Oh, yeah, there's only two. In the area.
St. Pete and South Tampa.
Oh, wow. I thought there was more than that.
Nah, dude. I think Sarasota has one. They're very scarce. So I used to live a mile from the one in South Tampa when Zane was going to plant and went there like every other day. You know, really, I miss it. So probably going to go by there tomorrow. And I am. I'm back here. You can order it on Amazon, but they rape you. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. It's like $9 a bottle if you order it on Amazon. Hell no.
There's a sauce... that Mama Fuku, you know that restaurant?
David Chang's restaurant.
David Chang's restaurant. There's one of my favorite celebrities. It's really good.
Yeah, dude. He's awesome.
I can't remember the name of it now.
Yeah. He has a restaurant in Vegas next time I go.
Oh, actually, I got to bring you a bottle of this. I got hit over Christmas break with the ads. They got me Bachman's. It's a Japanese barbecue sauce. It's soy. It's really good.
Yes.
It's thin.
Yeah, I don't care.
But it's really good.
Use it as a marinade.
Yeah, I'll bring you a bottle. I have an extra bottle.
Daddy, like it. You got to remind me. I'll make it. Oh, that sounds good.